Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the 17th day of Menachem Av, Tovshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Baba Kama, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Vav. Shor Shohoyu Mischachech Bakosel, an ox that's rubbing itself against the wall, giving itself a bit of a massage, V'nofal, and that wall falls Al Ha'odam on a man and kills him. Niskaven Largus Abhemel, or animal that tried to kill another animal, but instead, v'horek ha'adam, killed a human being. Or, l'nochri, tried to kill a non-Jew, v'horek ben Yisrael, killed a Jewish man. L'nfalim, tried to kill a baby or a child that was not a viable child, wouldn't have lived. And instead, v'horek ben Kayama, killed a child that was a viable child. In all these cases, Potter, the ox is not put to death, not stoned. If it killed a person by rubbing against a wall, then it's lacking kavanah, it's lacking intention to kill. And in the other cases mentioned, the ox did not have intention to kill a person for which one is chayiv misa, for which one is chayiv the death penalty. Now, the Gemara adds that even if the ox was moored for that, even though the ox had been warned three times about killing people, nevertheless, in all these cases, he's exempt. The ox is exempt from being put down, because the Gemara learns the pasuk says Hashor Yisakel v'gamba olav yumos. It says the ox will be stoned. That's in the case where it does intend to kill a person and does so, and also the owner will be yumos, put to death, which we learn does not mean put to death, but it means b'deh shamayim. The Gemara learns that the Torah compares the ox to the owner. Just like the owner will not be chayiv the death penalty if they killed someone by accident or did not intend to kill that person and then killed him, so also the ox is not chayiv, will not get killed until it intends to kill a viable person for which one would be chayiv misa. What about koifer, however? What about that amount that an owner of an ox that killed has to pay? Does he have to pay in these circumstances where there was no intention to kill, where the ox doesn't get killed? And the answer is yes. And that's because the Torah says, im kofer yushas alav, that extra word, im kofer yushas alav, tells us that an ox, even if it kills without intention, gives the owner an obligation, or makes the owner having to pay the kofer, that amount of money, that's literally the redemption money and atonement money. Mishnah Zayin. Shor ha'isha, an ox that's owned by a woman. Shor ha'isamim, an ox that's owned by orphans who do not have a guardian. Shor ha'apotropos, or an ox of orphans that do have a guardian. Shor ha'midbar, an ox that's ownerless, hefken. Shor ha'hekdesh, an ox belonging to hekdesh. Shor Hager Shemes, Vein La Yorshim, and the ox that belongs to a ger who died without any heirs, there's no one, and basically the ox is Hefker, is ownerless. In all these cases, Hare Eloch Hayavim Misa, the ox will be chayiv to be put down if it killed a man or killed a person, a human being with intention to kill, a Jewish person with intention to kill. The ox will be skiller, will have skiller. The Gemara brings down that it says seven times shoir in the parsha v'chiyigach shoir es ish, when an ox will gore a man. Why seven times? One is legufoi, to tell us the plain halacha about an ox goring a person that has to be and has to be put down. And the other six times to come to include all the other six cases that we mentioned. Doesn't matter if the woman is owner or an orphan's or an owner or even hektish, where the hektish is going to suffer a loss by killing it. In all these cases, nevertheless, the owner of the ox, or the ox, I should say, gets killed. The ox gets stoned. However, there is a dissenting view. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shor HaMidbar, Shor HaHekta, Shor HaGer Shemes, in three of the seven cases, of the six cases we mentioned, in a case of an ox that is from the desert, a wild ox, no owner, or a Shor that belongs to Hektish, or an ox, a Shor that belonged to a ger that died and has no heirs, all these will, the ox will not be put to death. Lefishen lem bailim, because they do not have owners or private owners. Hektish is not a private person. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Yehuda uses the case of Shor HaMidbar and Shor Hager Shemesem Yarshim. Why does he mention both of these cases separately, even though basically an ox of the desert or an ox of a ger that died at an Yarshim are effectively the same, come into the same classification? They both are ownerless, they're Afghan. So he mentions both cases to tell us the Chiddush, that even if the ox gored in the lifetime of a ger of its owner, and then afterwards, so the time that the damage was done, the time that the tragedy occurred, it was owned by a person. But that person, that ger, died without relatives. Nevertheless, the ox has to be put to death. And similarly, in the case of being mafgirid, it was owned by a person, and then it gored, and afterwards the owners made it hafgir, or the owners gave it to Hakdash, since at the time of the Beis Din giving the final ruling, it had no owner, no private owner, the ox will be exempt from being put down. However, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha is, and in all the cases, the ox will be put down, will be stoned, if it killed a person, whether a Jewish person, whether it's ownerless, whether it's not ownerless, it doesn't really matter. In all those cases, they will have, the ox will be put to death.